Radio's greatest hits of today and yesterday.
Get out of here. Hit Radio.
Z100. Where you hear radio the way it used to be.
I think it's time we unleash Roller Mania again. How about some concert tickets, huh? Call it number 9. Climb on a phone right now and give it to me. The phrase that pays.
All day today, WLS is celebrating the Big 89 Rewind.
WPGC-FM Morningside with Lee Logan. How you doing tonight?
It's all right here.
66 WNBC New York.
WHBQ.
Playing it for Earl, Arkansas.
Oh, thank you.
Y100 and a new kid in town, JoJo Cook and Kincaid. And it is imperative, I say imperative, that you send me one of your high school newspapers, and if you don't, it'll show on your report card.
Airchecks.com.
From the center of the Aircheck universe, this is Big Apple Airchecks, New York.
Delightfully dysfunctional.
Todd and Jay in the morning.
WPLJ-FM and HD1, New York. A Cuyo station.
85.5.
PLJ.
I can't write one song that's not about it. You can't drink.
So maybe you bought a car and you just hate it. And you're like, ah, crap, why did I buy this car? 800-321-WPLJ. It doesn't have to be a car, just something you bought that you regretted later on. It's a great story about buyer's remorse from Bakersfield, California. Apparently some dude
regret
that also, though.
Yeah. Bakersfield. Some dude apparently bought a replica of the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile and used it as their everyday car.
Oh, boy.
So already I don't like this person.
I love this person, so I feel the opposite.
Yeah, totally. I just think it's a D-bag. Anyway, turns out it's not that amazing. Quote, the Wienermobile is a daily car. Not so much. It's a novelty. Enjoyed it for about a week. Now I suffer. You know, you imagine every time the guy goes, every day? I mean, you go out to the store, you get your dry cleaning, you're in the Wienermobile.
That's one of those things you think you're cute, and then you realize you're just not that cute.
Well, Todd, talking about every day, how about finding a parking spot? Where are you going to park that thing? And how do you parallel park the Wienermobile? Thanks, Andy.
You gotta find like a side street, right?
Todd, did you hear Andy's observation? The Wienermobile. Pretty long.
They are.
Yeah.
They got a big hood. I'm just
going to
be quiet.
It's a wiener.
I like them long.
Yeah.
It's a hot dog.
It's pretty wide, too.
It is, though.
Girthy.
Yeah, it is.
It's one lane. It's not any wider than your typical wiener.
Yeah. Well, you got the buns. You got the bun,
on wheels. Right. The bun adds a lot to it. But anyway, if you want to buy it, it's $7,000.
Okay. I'll buy it. I'll trade my car and buy it.
Danny, you don't want to drive that Wienermobile.
My car's been a headache since the day I bought it. All right? I'm ready.
Late now. Can you imagine trying to get through the bridge with the Wienermobile and everybody knows, here goes Andy.
Andy's like, I hit a pothole this morning and my wiener is on the side of the road.
Yep. I lost some relish. Relish fell off. Nobody hit a pothole.
Nobody cares about me. I'm stranded here. No one's even checked in to see if I'm all right.
Yeah, like you, Monk, when I broke down the side of the West Side Highway, I was stuck there for 3 hours.
But how? Like this. Somebody hit me. You can't see a big wiener parked on the side of the road.
How fast does it go? What's the max speed on this thing?
That's a great question.
It's a regular truck. It's probably a V12 or a 10.
Yeah.
But what's it like 0 to 60 and what?
Oh, well, no. It's not a get off the line.
For $7,000, you can't be that picky.
110,000 miles, which really isn't bad.
No, it's not bad at all.
Yeah, because who wants to drive it?
I do.
Andy does.
I really will. I'm not even joking.
I think you should.
Yeah,
spend your severance to buy a big wiener on wheels, Andy.
That. It might put gas in the car, but
it'll fuel up the wiener. It's not good.
Yeah. I don't even get seven grand. Let's go to...
It's fine, Andy. Look at the balloons in the studio. It'll make you feel better.
Yeah, let me inhale some of that.
Get you a wiener.
Yeah. Let's go to Peter.
Peter.
Hey, Peter.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Yeah, fantastic.
Awesome. It's a weird week, to be honest, but it's great.
Couldn't be better.
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of weird for me, too. I'm very disappointed that you guys are no longer going to be on 95.5.
Yeah, so are we.
So, yeah.
Thanks, Peter.
Exactly. So, I had bought, when I heard it, I was like, I got to call in. So, I had bought this car, am I allowed to say the kind of car?
Sure.
Oh, of course.
Okay.
What do we got to lose?
Just don't say where you bought it.
Yeah.
No. It was a 2012 Honda Elantra. Really wanted it. The thing never started. It was so bad the tow guy actually knew where I lived because I'd always have to be calling to get the car towed.
Oh.
It was so... Oh, no. It gets better. Hold on. It gets better. So now, shameless plug, I really wanted the Subaru. So I tell my spouse, you know what? Let's just get the car towed to Subaru, and we'll just trade it in there. That's good. So then Subaru took it, and then I finally got a Subaru Outback. But yeah, the Honda Elantra was like the worst car ever.
Yeah. I love the Outback. Wait, that's not what you... Is that the one you have?
Crosstrek.
The Crosstrek.
Oh, okay.
No. Sorry.
I would love to go down this journey with you, but your phone is
cutting
The twist was coming, too.
I hope you did go to Ramsey Subaru, though, and I don't endorse them anymore because the station is, like, done in two days, but I will tell you that Jim Conroy and everyone from Ramsey, they've been so supportive of Apple a Day, and I love them very much.
No regrets.
No regrets on that relationship.
Who else are we thanking? Who else were great clients that we had? With they were good.
A ton of great ones.
Hand in Stone.
Oh, Hand in Stone.
Peer Group. I love the Peer Group.
Yeah.
Dr. Failey
and everyone over there. Oh,
love
that's
you guys.
Great. Love them.
Todd lost a ton of weight with the
Nutrimost.
Mm-hmm. She looked fantastic.
Yeah, Dr. T.
That was fun, right?
What are you smirking at?
I'm not smirking. I said you look fantastic.
You said you looked.
Oh,
you said fantastic.
Because I gained some of the weight back. Is that what you're saying?
You look great.
You do.
You look great,
you look
Todd.
Great.
Don't worry
I
about
feel
him.
Good,
so. You got the weight loss. I got all the food people. I got thanks to Fyan, remember, for the bread.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they brought in all the hummus and stuff, too.
I got to meet Steve. Right? From the brass balls. I almost called them the brass balls. But
Steve from the brass balls. He was great.
They were the band at my wedding. But no, who else? Oh,
it's hilarious how this turned that into like client shout outs. But
why not?
It really has been like a cool, a fun ride, right? To work with a lot of people here. Why are you all staring at me? What?
Because I thought that would be just a classic response.
You told me, love me till the day I die.
Sutton Jane in the Morning, 95.5 PLJ. We will be here today and tomorrow, and then that's it. But I'd like to, if we could, try to explain, because I don't know if we've ever fully explained what exactly happened.
I would love to hear this from you as well. Because you're right. Like, off the air, Todd's like, people don't understand what's going on. We keep getting all these text messages and all these on Instagram.
Don't leave.
I'm going to start a petition. I love that about you.
You have no choice. We were fired. We have to leave.
Right.
So let me take a whack at this to try to explain it as best I can and as how I understand it. Okay. So this radio station, I started here in 1991. And I was hired by ABC. So during the course of the last 28 years, this radio station has been sold 4 different times. So we were ABC, then we were Disney, and they kept the same format and the same people. Then we were sold to Citadel.
Great company.
And they kept the same format. Well, comparatively speaking, they kept the same format and the same people. Then we were sold to a company called Cumulus, who now owns the company, or did. And still, it's kind of weird because they've only sold off certain parts of the company, but they kept the same format and the same people. So now, this radio station and several others throughout the Cumulus chain have been sold to a Christian broadcasting company, EMF. So they pipe in religious Christian programming, so they're changing format. There is no need. So it's the first time that during a sale, the new owners have decided, we're just going to put our programming on your station. Now, that opens up a whole nother kettle because this is religious programming and there are frequencies for that. Educational and religious programs, which are below 92, that's an FCC thing. That is something that is a little mind-boggling. I know my friend Jack Diamond in D.C. and I have had a conversation about this. And, you know, it used to be that those sorts of stations had a place at a different spot on the dial. But now the FCC somehow has okayed broadcasting on a commercial, you know, at 95.5, which is sort of unusual.
Super unusual.
It's pretty unusual, but it's happened. It's done. It's over. So the fact that we're leaving tomorrow has nothing to do with us. And the company has sold that station, and the new company is broadcasting there. And there'll be nobody here. They're out of California. I think it's Sacramento.
Right. Yep.
So they'll just be piping in their programming at 95.5.
They basically bought the antenna, right? I mean, at the top of the Empire State Building.
Yeah, they bought the signal.
The signal, yeah.
You know, so I don't know if that clarifies things for folks.
Don't go, Todd.
It's
don't go.
Don't go. Stay.
Well, no, but maybe we can get a job doing religious mornings on PL Jesus.
Not you.
Why you look at me? Oh, because you're a perfect Christian.
So I don't know. Does that sort of help put it in perspective, you guys? I mean, do you think that's the explanation? So generally when you go through a sale, which does happen, I mean, listen, radio is morphing just like every other business, and I don't think this will be the first radio station that this happens to.
Right.
It's unfortunately the way the business is going.
It's interesting how you said, I didn't realize that religious programming was all under the dial on under 92. I didn't know that.
Well, educational and that kind of programming.
And college radio stations.
Was always and there was a place for it.
Right.
And it was on those frequencies. This is sort of the first time that it's been approved that this type of programming would be on commercial airwaves.
Oh, and also people mentioned, Todd, I'm sure you get this, and you guys as well, is that how are they going to sell advertising for a Christian broadcast? They're not. They're a nonprofit. So essentially, they will do what a PBS does every once in a while. Fund drives and stuff like that. So there won't be. So it's not, the people are like, how profitable is that going to be?
Yeah, and they're like, it's not going to work. It
doesn't need to, yeah.
No.
So that's on the internet.
But we do.
Yeah, but Annie would like to share her resume.
No, I'm kidding. Well, no, that's cool.
I don't know. Maybe that puts it in perspective. So it certainly is not our choice.
Right.
But we don't own the radio station. You know, the company decided to sell the station. That's their prerogative.
Right.
And so, unfortunately, that means the end of this show.
Well, and
the station.
For us too, selfishly, like, we are just kind, I would just speak on behalf of all of us, just are ready for it to be kind of done, because it's just the emotions that we've gone through, the sadness, the shock, the whatever. You know, we found out months ago.
February 13th.
Weren't allowed to say anything, and rightly so, I understand. But we've been dealing with this reality for a long time. So it's basically, it's like the longest breakup ever, really.
Longest funeral, I think.
Longest funeral. No, true.
Well, no, because you're coming in to celebrate something, but you have to still, we were still doing a show. So, like, I remember our boss was like, no, do your show as usual. So it's like, we've had some really kick-ass shows, too. And we're like, oh, well, it doesn't really matter anymore for the ratings, but you know, it's been odd to come in and still really.
And let's just talk about the ratings for a second, because our last ratings period and the 25 to 54 category, which is what this radio station goes after, we were in the top 10. So it had nothing to do with ratings.
Right.
It's a financial move that the company just, listen, it's their radio station.
It's a balance sheet, right? It's all about.
Absolutely. It's a business.
It's a business.
So it's, you can't, I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, this company, I'm not going to do that.
Right.
You know, some people might, but it's their prerogative. You know, we work at their will, you know, right? So if they decide to sell it, then that's it. It's over.
Can I tell you, though, if one more person looks at me and just kindly touches their arm on my shoulder and goes, oh, how are you? But I'm going to lose my mind, right? Because people, like Annie said, it really is like some sort of long funeral where, and listen, we try to post things on Instagram that are good memories or things that have been happening or whatever, but it really is like time, right?
Yeah.
It's just time to move on and see what other goodness life has in store, but also while respectfully, you know, paying tribute and remembering that the radio station has been around 48 years. It's incredible. And it's amazing and an honor for us to be a part of that legacy.
And here's the other thing. So they're doing the reunion. And the reason that we're not really part of that is we just wanted to do our show, like as a group that we've been doing. And for us, it's not really a reunion because we're together now.
Yeah.
You know, which to me makes the most sense. So they're like, well, you know, there's no bad will between it. It's just we want to do our show because we only have today and tomorrow to do it.
Right,
right.
You know, so I just clear a few things up.
But what about the balloons in the studio? Yeah, what about celebration?
The celebration's a little odd.
Yeah.
But it is tough. It's a tough balance because, and we've talked about this, how we struggled with it off the air, where we're like, well, yeah, we want to, you know, pay tribute and remember the radio station and celebrate how incredible it was. But like Sid said from our sister station on ABC, he's like, this isn't an anniversary, 48-year anniversary. It's going away. And there are a lot of people that are losing their jobs. So how do you find that balance where you respectfully pay tribute to 48 years of a legendary radio station? And then also think about all of the people who are losing their jobs tomorrow.
I believe it was like almost 40 people. I mean, you have to remember, too, it's not just us on the air. It's like promotion staff and sales staff. It's like a whole crew of people.
Right.
You know?
Sure. And over the years, I mean, it's been a lot more than that because I think this was sort of a gradual process where they, you know, as you guys know, eliminated departments and, you know, cut back on certain things, which is what you do as a business.
Right.
Again, I'm not faulting the company, but we want to make sure that people do know that we're not leaving because we want to. We're leaving because we have to.
Don't go, mm-hmm. John.
Don't go.
Oh, and speaking of where you're going, though, a lot of people texting to you, what other radio station is a guy going to? We don't know. It could be a year till we find something else, you know?
Yeah, there's four words that have kind of made my skin crawl last few months is, what's next for you?
I know.
None of us know.
I think I ask you that every day, though. Right. So are you talking about me?
And for a minute, though, we didn't have an end date for a while. Yes. We didn't know. Yeah. It was kind of open-ended because it was all this thing with the FCC and the sale. We didn't have an official end date until, was it like
May 1st. We announced on May 1st, yeah.
Yeah, a few weeks ago. So, so it's been interesting.
So what we thought we'd do is, you know, I think the best way to pay tribute to the radio station is to do a great show. And, you know, that's...
We're going
to
start doing that?
That's where I believe.
Yeah, we're going to start that now.
You know, don't always have to say what pops in your head.
Huge delays of an hour inbound George Washington Bridge. There was an accident on the lower deck, and then there's delays on the FDR Drive. 96th Street, nothing moves on the southbound side. Even the Bruckner is all tied up. 278, there was a problem spot if you're going on the eastbound side, and westbound delays, even if you want to through the Triberry Bridge. That whole area seems to be gridlocked. BQE 278 eastbound at the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel, an accident scene. This one by Floor & Decor. Start your flooring project now. Head to Floor & Decor for your tile, wood, stone, and installation materials. Nobody beats their selection and nobody beats their prices. Visit your nearest Floor & Decor store or flooranddecor.com. I'm Christina Lang with Todd and Jane on 95.5 PLJ.
Trending Now is sponsored by Taco Bell. When you've had a morning, let Taco Bell make you breakfast for just a dollar, like the $1 grilled breakfast burrito filled with fluffy eggs and your choice of bacon, sausage, or potatoes. Only on Taco Bell's Morning Value Menu.
Just in case no one tells you today, Todd and Jade love you.
95.5 PLJ.
Oh, she's sweet but a psycho, a little bit psycho. At night she's screaming, I'm on my mind, I'm on my mind, I'm on my mind, I'm on my mind.
95.5 PLJ. Todd and Jade in the morning, 7:30. It's going to be a partly sunny day today. Kind of humid, maybe a few thunder showers hanging around this afternoon. 75. The high, 58 in Midtown Manhattan right now.
I want to share some text messages we're getting because they're just the best. So this was from Pam R., and she said, summer of 1997, Scott and Todd would broadcast from diners sometimes. My husband was working at, is it Carl Place?
Yeah.
Carl Place Diner on Long Island when they had their show there. I had just given birth the previous day, and Naomi gave a shout out on the air to me and my beautiful baby. Well, that baby girl is graduating from college tomorrow.
Whoa.
Love you all so much. You feel like family. God bless you on your next adventure. How cool is that?
By the way, I met Naomi at the farewell party. She could not have been more of a sweeter human being.
Really?
I was floored how nice she was. Like, and
she's
beautiful.
The best. She's
oh, my
terrific.
God. She
really?
Was amazing.
She was the best, like, female personality ever on the station. She was great.
Monk, do you just want to be smashed?
What's
wrong with you?
Todd? Was she not the best?
Don't try to bring him in with you.
You're bringing me in for Eileen is on the phone. She wants to say hello. Hey, Eileen. Hello.
Guys, I'm distraught. I'm just absolutely distraught. I can't tell you. It was 1978. I was in art class, and the big thing in art class was you got to turn on the radio. And I didn't know any radio stations, and I went over there, and somebody said to me, put on 95.5 PLJ. and I put it on, and we would listen to it in the class, and I've been listening ever since.
Aww.
You've been part of my morning. You've been part of my life, and I'm going to miss you guys. I really am.
Well,
thank you.
We hope you follow us on social media.
I do.
So you can keep
I
in touch. Good.
And, you know, all the best. And, you know, one door closes and another door opens.
That's what they say.
Monkeys.
That's what they say.
We appreciate it, Eileen. Thank you.
Sometimes the doors are locked up good on the other side.
Todd, actually, someone also texted that they really want you to step up your posting on Instagram, that you don't post frequently enough for them.
I don't, because I don't care for it.
But I know, but think about how cool it is, though. Like, back in the day, if this were to happen and we didn't have social media, you would just not know where that person went or ever hear from them again. So if you do like people that are on this radio station and you want to keep in touch, there's just such a cool, easy way to do it.
Yeah, I'll try to do better with that.
I could see it, Todd. Todd Pettengill, social media influencer.
You could be an influencer.
That could be your next thing, Todd.
You've been doing good on Insta Story lately.
Thank you, Annie.
You're doing a good job.
I posted two things.
Well, I saw them.
Thank
good.
You.
Do you ever just sometimes look at Instagram and go, man, I would love to be just like a yogi, where you just do yoga and film yourself and you get like millions of dollars in endorsements? So
I think tomorrow night I'm going to go live on that thing. I've never done that.
Ooh.
So I'm going to go right after the station signs off. I think I'll just go live and just talk to people.
Oh, that's awesome. A good idea.
Cool. Yeah.
I'll be there. I'll be commenting.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be giving you hearts while you're talking.
First of all, I got to have Monk show me how to do it.
It's the Scumpy Todd and Jade and Blown Off on 95.5 PLJ.
You go out on a date, you meet someone, and there is chemistry. You get along really well. There's no lull in the conversation. There may even be a little romance involved. Then that other person whom you thought you had a perfect date with falls off the face of the earth. You have been blown off.
That's when you go to PLJ.com and you sign up for Blown Off, and we'd be happy to call this person on your behalf and see where the heck they went.
That's what Josh did. He's on the phone with us right now. Hey, Josh.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good morning, man. Tell us all about your date with Natalie. Tell us how you met, where you went on your date. Fill in some details.
I met Natalie on Bumble, and she's an amazing girl. You know, she just got a great figure, great smile. She just has it going on. You know, and
no.
You know, I thought it'd be great if we went and played some miniature golf, because I play golf, regular golf, but it doesn't seem like a good date to meet at a country club or something. So I thought it'd be a nice little first date. It was fantastic. She's an amazing woman, and I was thinking the whole time, like, man, I could marry this girl. I wasn't even thinking about closing the deal or anything. And we played, and we had some laughs, and it seemed like the perfect date. All of a sudden, I'm in ghost town now. She hasn't called me. She isn't texting me back. I don't know what the hell's going on. I think I've gotten blown off.
Yes, you have.
Oh, that's why you're here.
Yeah. In my business, you have to be confident. You know, you have to be able to meet new people and to make a connection. And so I don't know if she was intimidated by, you know, the fact that I'm sort of a dynamic personality. I don't know. I have no idea what her deal was, but she certainly didn't show it while we were playing miniature golf. I'll tell you that right now.
Okay.
It seemed like the date went splendidly.
Well, you said in your line of work, what do you do?
I own an agency. It's an advertising agency. So, I'm used to dealing with clients and coming up with game plans for people. And
sure.
That's what I do. You know, that's but it's not what I take to my relationship. So, in my social life, I try to be a little less marketeer and more just myself.
All right. You want to hang on a second, Josh?
Sure.
Okay. All right. Next, in 3 minutes, we're going to call Natalie and find out if Josh was too aggressive with the clothes. It's Todd and Jade doing Blown Off on 95.5 PLJ.
Never made it as a wise man. I couldn't cut it as a poor man's feeling.
After
the first date, someone's getting blown off.
And we're about to find out why.
Time for the Scunsy, Todd, and Jade Blown Off. 95.5 PLJ.
Josh met Natalie on Bumble. They went out to one of those miniature golf places, had a great time. He was concerned maybe he was a little too just aggressive because he's runs an advertising agency and he's always trying to close deals. But he did say, look, I wasn't trying to close this deal. I just had a great time with her. But for some reason, Natalie hasn't called him back in 2 weeks.
Yeah, he said she was perfect, had a great personality, a wonderful figure. I always like when somebody says that. She had an awesome figure. So, Josh, how do you feel about getting Natalie on the phone? Are you excited? Are you nervous? Where are you?
A little of both. I definitely want to see what the hell happened. Yeah. I have no idea what I did wrong.
All right, well, the phone's ringing. Just hang on, okay?
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, is this Natalie?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Natalie, this is Todd and Jade from 95.5 PLJ, and we do a radio show, and you're on our show right now.
Cool. Did I win something?
Not really. okay. I'm going to be straight with you.
Yeah.
There is a guy who has a crush on you, and we're calling on his behalf, hopefully to get you to go out on a date again, because you've been out before. His name is Josh.
Okay.
You remember
He's
Josh?
Still there?
I mean, it was a couple of weeks ago.
Yes, Josh was memorable.
Oh.
Here we go.
Really? I don't know what to say, though.
So what happened with Josh on the date? Did you don't want to go out with him again, or you do?
Oh, no, I don't. I, like, definitely don't. So he took me miniature golfing,
right.
But he made it very clear that that's because he's, like, you know, he's, like, a real golfer, you know? Like, he really golfs, but he didn't know if I would want to really golf.
Okay.
And he was just, like, so competitive.
Okay.
Like, if he was winning, then he would, like, explain to me the science of golf and, like, all the things that go on in his mind to help him win and, like...
Oh, God.
So condescending.
During mini golf. You're not on an 18-hole golf course. You're at a miniature golf place.
It was mini golf. And then when he was losing, if he missed a putt, he would, like, start... just, like, swearing and, like, kicking things.
Wow.
Oh, no.
It was so bad. And then I won by, like, a stroke, by, like, hardly anything. And then he was just sort of like, oh, well, you know, I mean, it's interesting how the holes that are, like, well-designed were the ones that, you know, I won. And then...
Oh, my God, really?
Natalie, I know the science of the game. I've studied the game. I've played the game for almost 10 years now. And you know, I know the intricacies of golf. So
Natalie, obviously that's Josh.
To notice that the hole is off. This is ridiculous. Natalie, I'm a very, very competitive person. I told you that. That's how I do business. Now, it's hard for me sometimes to separate that in my social life, but that doesn't mean I'm a bad person.
No, if you want to find a woman to hang out with, you need to learn how to separate it.
Yeah, and you know what? I didn't say made you a bad person, but maybe we're just not a good fit.
Well, maybe you're... undateable.
Yeah, good comeback,
maybe
bro.
Maybe that's the case. Like, maybe you are undateable.
How is it her fault?
Maybe I am. Thank you for the feedback.
This is utterly ridiculous.
You know what's weird? Comparing miniature golf to real golf. One has nothing to do with the other.
It's a miniature version of golf.
That's true.
There's no windmills on a regular golf course. Mm-hmm. It has nothing to do with golf.
Hey, have you ever been to Scotland?
I don't think
Do you hit your ball through the windmill?
I've been to Scotland. I've played in Scotland. And yes, there's windmills. There's even a clown with his mouth wide open.
Yeah, I think we just met one.
Yeah.
Participants have agreed to tell their stories in their own words on the radio. No one has been coerced, cajoled, or compensated.
Brought to you by Scunsy. Scunsy hair accessories make every day a great hair day. Check out another Scunsy Todd and Jade blown off every morning at 7:40 on 95.5 PLJ.
PLJ.
Hey, did you guys hear Arnold Schwarzenegger is a rapper?
What?
Say what?
Yeah, a singer named Andreas Gablier from Arnold's home country of Austria wrote a song all about him. It's called Pump It Up, the motivation song, and he got Arnold to drop some bars on it. Check it out.
Hey, I'm Arnold Schwarzenegger. Now listen carefully. Dig deep down and ask yourself, who do you want to be? Not what, but who. If you believe success will come to you.
Yes.
work like hell, trust yourself, and all your dreams come true. Break some rules, not the law, don't be afraid to fail.
I gotta
think outside the box, I say the pain, the gain. I don't wanna hear it can be done, give always something back. My name is Arnold Schwarzenegger, I'll be back.
Oh, you have to get to that.
Come on!
Couldn't have started. Annie, your audio. Here's one thing I gotta say.
Oh, here
your
we
audio
go.
Is always way too long.
I knew you were gonna say
it's
that.
It's too long. Give me 5 seconds.
But that was all good. That was good. Oh,
what?
Because I gotta get it all in there.
I mean, it was a ride.
You know,
I was along for the ride.
Come on, he's like the best motivation right now. Did you hear what he said?
But why is this happening, Annie? Just tell me that.
I wish I could tell you why.
We don't know why this is happening.
He wants to be a rapper.
No, a guy wrote a song about him and asked him to do the rap break, and he did.
That's right. Now he wants to be a rapper.
Okay.
It's called
He Does?
Up.
No, now he wants to be a rapper.
I just made that up. Although, I like it. It's very motivating. Can we play it again?
Hey, I'm Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
What's Monk got to lose? You going to fire him?
Hey, I'm Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Hey.
Oh, I love it.
Good.
Did you see him get drop-kicked, by the way?
Yeah.
Did anybody see that video?
No.
Where was he? He was overseas somewhere.
He was in South Africa.
South Africa. And some kid literally ran across the gymnasium and jumped in the air and did a sidekick. I don't know what you call that.
No, dropkick. It was a dropkick.
Dropkick? Yeah. And Arnold went, like, flying. Did nobody saw that?
Was it on purpose?
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't a bit?
Yeah. Todd, totally on purpose. This kid was just trying to mess with him, but he took it like a champ. I mean, he's Arnold.
Arnold was
a
little kid?
Yeah. No, it was like a teenager. Arnold was trying to do like a Snapchat because he's very active on social media. So he was doing a Snapchat video. So he didn't see the kid
come from behind.
The kid does a flying drop kick and kicks Arnold.
No, but the kid got tackled pretty hard by his security.
Did the kid's legs break instantly once they hit Arnold?
It looked like it.
Right? No, but did you see Arnold's like, I barely felt it. I'm like, dude, you went flying 20 feet. Of course you felt
it. Not 20 feet. You went like a foot.
Wow. The cojones on that kid, though, to do a drop kick.
What an ass.
On like a person who's not suspecting it.
I
like,
hope
that's
they
dangerous.
Beat him senseless.
They did. They tackled him pretty hard. And he deserved it. He really did. Because you don't do that to what? How old is Arnold now?
No, he's an older guy.
71.
Do that to anybody. He could have hit his head and died.
But I mean, like,
you're like a murderer.
But a younger Arnold could have like turned around and like threw him back. But you got
to understand, like, there's consequences to your dumbass actions,
know.
Can you imagine? That's the way Arnold Schwarzenegger goes. All these action movies he's done. He dies from a dropkick from a teenager at a, like, a
But he goes into the stands, too. Like, he could have hit his head on something.
Yeah.
You just don't know. Don't be dumb.
So stupid. And you can get your PLJ t-shirt at PLJ.com. 48 years. All the logos on one shirt. Other PLJ goodies as well. While supplies last.
I wouldn't mind hearing it there.
Hey, I'm Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Thanks, Annie. How well do you know Todd and Jade in the morning? Coming up, we're going to do the Todd and Jade edition of Real News or Fake News.
Oh, I love this.
That's next on PLJ. Hang on.
Big Apple Air Checks is your full-service air check source. Presented with no static at all from airchecks.com. This is America's classic radio audio museum.